Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
.629 now, Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS at 6.30 now. We have 17 degrees. Great Bend police are still looking for leads in a fatal hit-and-run accident. It happened Saturday night in the 4100 block of Broadway. Police say 90-year-old Rose Younger was the victim. She was struck by a vehicle traveling eastbound on Broadway there in Great Bend. The vehicle left the scene of the collision. Today, the Wichita City Council will begin planning a new water treatment plant for the northwest part of the city. Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News the plant will be located near North Hoover Road and 21st Street.
That, you know, on the path of that water line, we could bring in water from a couple of different directions. We could still bring the Equispeds water to that place, that point, and of course, the Cheney water line runs right by there.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show here on KNSS.
Wichita and University police are investigating the theft of a pair of instruments from a music major at Friends University.
The Wichita Eagle reports that a six-foot-tall harp, valued at between $11,000 and $12,000, and a bassoon were taken from a storage area at the university's Fine Arts Center over the weekend. Raul Rangel says that his harp was left on Friday in a room that requires an access code. He discovered them missing Monday. Rangel says the harp is delicate and will be ruined if the thief keeps it outside or in a garage. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Immigration is again at under discussion in the nation's capital, with just days to go before the government could shut down again.
Immigration reform is once again in the spotlight here on Capitol Hill. Senators John McCain and Chris Coons unveiling a bipartisan bill on the issue, with McCain releasing a statement reading, quote, "Our legislation, which already has broad support in the House of Representatives, would address the most urgent priorities of protecting Dreamers, strengthening border security, alleviating the backlog in immigration courts, and addressing the root causes of illegal immigration. The measure would give permanent legal status to DACA recipients. It would also ramp up security at the border, but does not give President Trump the $25 billion he wants for the wall." Similar legislation has already been introduced in the House, which is a bipartisan effort between Congressman Pete Aguilar and Will Hurd. In Washington, I'm Ellison Barber, Fox News.
Imagine going to your local McDonald's and asking for their leftover French fry oil to rub your head to fight baldness.
These days, scientists will test almost anything. Researchers at Japan's Yokohama University finding that a chemical that's used to keep the French fry oil from splattering can grow hair on bald mice, and they think it may work on humans with receding hairlines, too. It's a silicone-based additive, and it worked quickly on the mice, taking them only a few days to sprout fur. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
A popular snack is being redesigned for women.
The makers of Doritos are trying to make their chips more female-friendly. Indra Nui, CEO of PepsiCo, the parent company of Doritos, telling Freakonomics Radio that men don't mind licking their fingers or dumping crumbs into their hand while eating the chips. Nui adding that women don't like to crunch too loudly in public or lick their fingers. She says they are testing new chips, which have the same flavor but are low in crunch and not as messy. And they'll be packaged in a bag size to fit in women's purses. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
What do you think about that, Ted? Gender tailoring our food. I mean, I don't know. I think my wife likes basically the same things that I like to eat. And then, you know, I don't think she'd go for ladies' Doritos or whatever they're going to call them.
There must be a market for it.
Must be.
If they're shooting for something.
We're also gender conscious anymore. Investigators in Texas trying to figure out who took someone's vacation home. As in lifting it off its foundation and taking it away.
Literally took it.
Yes. Well, that's what happened to a couple in Madisonville, Texas, about 90 miles northwest of Houston. Joe and Lonnie Harrison said when they went to look in on the one-bedroom cabin they bought last year, this past Friday, there was nothing to look at. It was gone.
Now it's zero bedrooms.
The only thing left were the bricks on which the house was built and the pipes that ran through it.
Ouch.
Authorities believe the house may not have been stolen in the traditional sense. They suspect it has been repossessed and that the Harrisons are likely victims of some kind of financial shady stuff involving the previous owners. Hmm. Maybe the previous owners, you know, got there's something legal going there, or illegal. But anyway, they don't think, you know, there are people walking around with semis or driving around. They're just going to steal your house? I don't think so. Well, anyone who donated to a Florida couple who falsely claimed that their 13-year-old son was dying of brain cancer will get a refund from GoFundMe. GoFundMe spokesman Bobby Whithorn emailed a statement saying the company also has banned 34-year-old Jenny Long and 47-year-old Robert Long from the crowdfunding site. Okaloosa County Sheriff's officials, this is in Florida again, say the Longs were arrested Thursday on one count of child abuse and nine counts of fraud. Detectives say the Longs set up a T-shirt fundraiser at the boys' school and shared the bogus cancer diagnosis on Facebook accounts. Sheriff's officials didn't say how much money they raised through the GoFundMe. They began investigating when school resource officers suspected the boy was being exploited.
These are bad parents.
Yeah, they are. One of our stories this morning, haven't shared with it just yet. Well, I'll go ahead and share it now. We've got a little more on it coming up. But actor John Mahoney's died.
I saw that last night.
Now, that's got me. Because this is the guy who was on Frasier's dad.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved him in Moonstruck.
He was great in movies. Yeah, he was another movie he was very good in.
TV, he was stage actor, and one of my favorites. And he was only about 70 years
77.
Old. 77.
Yeah.
We have more on that story coming up. But yeah, it got to me a little bit. I don't know about you, Ted, but I know he's one of your favorites, too.
Well, it just surprised me.
Yeah,
not a guy you would think of that would be passing away.
We have more excitement coming up with Steve and Ted this morning. Sometime this morning, we've got the $20 gift card from Coca Dolce at Bradley Fair or their new location at New Market Square next to Panera. Plus, we've got Mannheim Steamrollers Classic Romance CD, Romantic Melodies.
That's a nice little prize right there.
It's a perfect gift for your sweetheart for Valentine's Day. Or, you know, if you want to get it for yourself, we'll have give you a chance to win that a little bit later on this morning.
How about that?
We have two more pairs of tickets to Journey and Def Leppard coming to Wichita's Interest Bank Arena Monday, July 16th. And we'll be giving out a couple of pairs of those coming up here sometime this morning with Steve and Ted, so be listening.
Yeah, very nice. Listen for your chance to win.
All right, it's 6:37 now, Steve and Ted on KNSS, and it's time for our commodities update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. On Monday morning, the cattle complex opened positive and traded above last week's highs. Without any fresh news, the buying dried up, selling took over, and pushed most of the live cattle and feeder cattle contracts below last Friday's lows, and we closed with triple-digit losses. Now, cash cattle last week traded mostly 50 cents to a dollar lower than the previous week, and yesterday the lean hogs closed negative, except for the February contract that made new contract highs for the third straight session. At the close yesterday, April live cattle down 65 cents at 125.47, March feeder cattle down $1.25 at 149.67, and April lean hogs 22 cents lower at 73.32. On Monday, the wheat, corn, and soybean futures all closed negative, with the soybeans almost on the session lows. The weekly export inspections for the wheat, corn, and soybeans are still below year-ago levels. Trading overnight has been on the mixed side, but is slipping lower as we move along. March KC wheat's down a penny at 4.60¾. March corn trading a half a penny lower at 3.58¼. March soybeans 4¼ cents higher at 9.74. March crude oil this morning, 78 cents lower at 63.37. April gold, $7.10 higher at 1,343.50. The March S&P, 7 points lower at 26.01¾. March dollar index, 25 cents higher at 89.65. And March Dow Jones futures, 218 points lower at 23,007.11. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, what happened yesterday? Did you sell all your stock or something? Nice.
That was quite a jolt to me because I was doing a radio report. had just looked at my screen where the Dow was trading at, and it was already having a pretty tough day. I got done with the radio report, and I looked over at the screen, and we were down 1,200, 1,300. And before I could hang up the phone from the radio station I was doing that report with, we was down over 1,500 points. And, I mean, it all happened within a couple minutes.
I think the Dow at one point was down over 1,600.
Before. It was down 1,597, I believe.
Well, there you go, around 1,600 then. Okay.
Yes. And, then you know, honestly, I don't think, you know, it really caused a lot of panic. I think, you know, people understood what was going on there, that, you know, it's not anything due to the economy crashing or anything, that the markets, you know, has had one heck of a run to the upside. And, you know, you take yesterday's pullback, Steve, that was only a 4.6% pullback on a drop of 1,175 points. And back when we had the crash in October of 87, we dropped 508 points. That was a 22.6% drop.
That's right. And, you know, keep it in perspective and realize that, we've lost all the gains that we've made on the Dow here in since the first of the year. But, hey, it's only February. I mean, the thing has been a little crazy, a little outlandish as far as I'm concerned. So we needed
That's right, Steve. We still got almost every bit of the gains that we've made since late 2016 through most of 2017.
Yep. So we're still okay, right?
That's right. And, you know, Steve, in all seriousness, pullbacks in the market are good because it gets rid of some of the weak longs in the market, gives other people an opportunity that are thinking, what's too high to buy? But on a pullback, they will look for a buying opportunity.
All right. Well, listen, thank you, sir. As always, appreciate it. The KNSS Commodities Update with Mr. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Now, Journey and Def Leppard are coming to Wichita's Interest Bank Arena Monday, July 16th, and we have two tickets for you right now. Just call, give us a call at 869-1330, and you get a pair of tickets to go see Journey and Def Leppard at Interest Bank Arena. 641 now, Steve and Ted on the way. Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker. He's going to talk about retirement risk in retirement. That's coming up with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.